Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. To be
welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore, author of Look Up America. I think that's the last one in it, Gary.
Yeah, that one didn't do much, though, Jim. We didn't get much promotion and stuff out of it. So.
But it's a good one. It should have. Also, well, Faithful Finances 101, Special Investments. The little book on John Templeton's wisdom, folks, is a jewel if you get a chance to get that one. Faithful Finances, no, I'm sorry, financialseminary.org.
That's it.
Financialseminary.org.
Website.
We're talking, folks, about Gary's ideas on responsible capitalism. And, Gary, you made the point a minute ago that companies should be learning. You're making the point that they should be thinking more along the lines of spiritual results, humanity, and not just on the bottom line, which I completely agree with. But where I get trouble is when the government starts saying this is what we should do, like Trump telling people what they should do with their money, with their strategic planning.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, I know that what you're prescribing works if people will give it a chance and really do it. And the reason I know it works because, Gary, I know companies that are unbelievably profitable. Their people can't wait to come to work. They got no debt. They got millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank. They survived an advocate to investor assault, virtually unscathed,
right?
And it's 100% because they practice what you preach.
Well, there's a couple of examples. GMO, Grantham, Mayo, and Otterloo, which is a big Wall Street firm, manage over $100 billion, wrote this report called "The World's Dumbest Idea." And they compared two companies. One was Johnson & Johnson. When it was founded, Mr. Johnson specifically said, we are going to take care of our customers, our employees, and our neighbors, and we're going to count on all of our good works to produce the bottom line
for
investors.
Now talk about a mission statement. That's it right there.
Well, and it's a classic one, Jim. And Johnson & Johnson's just had so much corporate goodwill and so on over the years, and a reputation of doing good. But it's been extremely profitable, and they compare it to IBM, which operates more along Milton Friedman's idea, which is we're just going to be bottom-line-oriented, and it compared the performance of the two stocks. And Johnson & Johnson has done much better. But we're also finding out in a broader sense, there's a movement called socially responsible investment. And let me say this. I brought up Trump because he apparently believes there's some responsibilities on a part of a corporation. But I don't want to inject politics into it and government into it. What I believe is immorality. And there's a movement on Wall Street called socially responsible investment. That if you believe in Peter Drucker's ideas, there are mutual funds, for example, that will look into things like how do corporations treat employees and small businesses and so on. And they will invest in those companies. And it used to be, when I started in writing about this stuff in the late 80s, everybody believed, well, that's do-good stuff and that's going to cost you money. But, Jim, the more academic research that's been done lately, there was recently a study of 2,000 academic studies of socially responsible investing that showed it may actually increase your performance, which is exactly what Sir John Templeton used to tell all of us. For example, John always used to avoid alcohol, tobacco, and gambling companies, and he was one of the best-performing mutual fund managers in the world over that time. So I believe it's going to eventually prove that being a good citizen is also good business.
Well, that's exactly right.
That's the message we're trying to get out.
And on my end, Gary, I did some research. I've been bullied and abused by corporate America in my work, And not by everyone. I've got some wonderful customers.
Yeah.
But I've got some. But some of these companies have bullied me and abused me, and I started wondering, what are they doing with other people? I did a survey. You may remember 3 or 4 years ago. I did a survey. 500 people I polled. I got 140 responses. People just like you and me.
Yep.
And people who do business with larger companies. And the dirty little secret was this. This is what I called it, the dirty little secret. These companies say they love small business when they come in the front door, but they don't love us when we come in the back door.
There you go.
And so that's the key, is how do they treat – I don't want to know how they treat customers, because that's not a fair evaluation. I want to know how they treat small business vendors.
See, that's what socially responsible investing is all about. Everybody comes in my office, Jim, says, I'm here because I hear you're an ethical guy. And what they mean is, I want you to treat me right, okay? And I tell people, well, if you're not asking your advisor – are you going to put me in investments that treat everybody right? Okay, everybody wants you to treat them ethically. But the key question is are you treating others ethically? If I put you come in here and want me to help you because I'm ethical, and then I put your money in unethical companies, I haven't done you any good.
But Gary,
so it's just common sense, Jim.
The key to this, though, the key to this getting turned around, and it can be turned around because social media can help do this. The key to turning this around is for people.
It is helping.
The key to turn around is for people to start demanding this.
That's it.
And that's the reason why you
movement,
and I are talking
Jim.
About this.
It's not going to be a top down.
It will not come from the CEO. It will not come from the CEO.
Absolutely.
Let me rephrase that. The good companies I know that are doing this, it has come from the CEO. But these other companies, these multinationals, that's not going to happen from the CEO world.
That's exactly right.
Quick break, right back with Gary Moore. I'm Jim Blasingame. 10-10. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.